The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We've taken America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statler, with you on this Thursday, 17 September 2015. Didn't watch the debates last night. Did anybody watch it? Mike, you didn't watch the debates? I'm shocked. Well, I saw the recaps this morning on the Clinton News Network. That's one guy on Fox called it. At any rate, just more of the same. They had 11 people up there. And apparently what CNN tried to do is baiting. And did you hear what he said about you last week? And, you know, what's your response to that? They tried desperately to start a catfight. And, yeah, with 11 rhinos on stage, what do you think you're going to get? a lot of confusion. I heard Trump was pretty entertaining as usual. But what does that equate to? As I said, jokers to the left of me, what's to the right? I don't even know. They don't even know anymore because they don't even know what right is anymore. And they're coming dangerously close to, you know, they've been calling Bernie Sanders a socialist, in which he is, self-proclaimed socialist. Has been all these years. Evidently, the Democratic Party isn't socialist enough, so he decided to strike out on his own, independent. Now he's an independent socialist running for the presidency of the United States. So what kind of oath do you imagine he would be taking to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against what? Communist? There's a quandary. And evidently one of the issues that was discussed last night was, in fact, the issue of autism and vaccinations. And Donald just doesn't all give the chill at the same time. And neither does the good doctor, the surgeon. But he's in favor of vaccines. And evidently, Trump told a story about one of his staffers. I don't think on his political party, it was one business that he owns. Telling the story about a healthy child, went to get his vaccinations, high fever, and then went into convulsions and ended up being something other than human. But that was as close as the debate got to anything interesting whatsoever. And it's the same stuff. Here we are in September 2015, jockeying and vying for the bought-off position of chief executive officer of the corporatized United States. And look what we have to the left, Bernie, and I guess we'll have to fascist role. But a sad state of affairs. Well, as you might have guessed, because the eats are not in meltdown, Jim, not. It's even a quarter of a point. So quantitative easing is going to continue. They might check it next month, October, or they might do something in November. But even the talking heads for Wall Street got it right today, said, what is she going to do? The Fed has painted us into a corner. They've got nowhere to go. If they do raise rates and spike the market down, that might be the tipping point for all the world's economies, seeing how we're so integrated, thank you New World Orderites, for making us so interdependent on each other now. Markets, economies, and all that other stuff. So, to raise or not to raise? Well, they decided not to raise. Because that might be going down the slippery slope that they might have the interest rates eventually up to 3.5%, maybe 4%. But you see, the banks are sitting on roughly $3.5, $4 trillion right now in their cash reserves, and they're not doing anything with it. Oh, well, Chase has purchased pretty close now to 60,000 ounces of silver. I guess if you got all that money sitting in your banks, you got to do something with it, right? So why not buy silver? What does that tell you? But the majority of this country is but stupid as to why they should be buying precious metals in the first place, but they commonly refer to them as just being a commodity. Look what happened to oil. What's going to happen to copper? Well, look what's happening with gold and silver because COMEX is still sitting on it and putting the pressure downwards on what used to be referred to as money. It was a Chase Bank. Had an interesting conversation. Yeah, it looks like they're trying to go digital with the money. They want to get rid of the cash. And one of the tellers offered this. It said, they're trying to get rid of us, too. So the picture being painted here is banking in the future without cash or coin and without tellers. It's not just all going to be digital, folks. Cashless society solves a lot of problems for them because that cash, man, it just, you can do so much with cash that the government can't cash in on. You know, and that would thwart the underground economy that you know damn right well is coming when the system finally does collapse. So the stage is being set. Well, that was timely. The August the consumer price index came in at minus 0.1%, and it's up a mere 0.2% over the past year. So Janet Yellen can now say, look, Ma, no inflation. Once again, therefore the Fed has an excuse to keep shoveling free money into the casino. If Stanley Fisher insists that more evidence is needed, that consumer inflation is progressing toward its intended 2% destination, and what? Once again, therefore, the Fed has an excuse to keep shoveling that free money. And Stanley and Fisher himself insist that more evidence is needed that inflation is progressing toward that 2% intended destination. Bill Dudley persuades Yellen and Company the financial conditions have already tightened by 25 basis points, as measured by Goldman's Spurious Financial Conditions Index. And if you want an acronym, it's the GSFCI. We will get the 81st month of ZIRP, and with the short-lived relief rally, not the Wall Street hissy fit that is long overdue and eventually unavoidable. And alas, we'll get a vivid demonstration that Main Street America is being put in harm's way by the posse of cowards, disassemblers, and academic fanatics who run the world's most powerful central bank. So no one... we're not going to raise rates. It was thrown out that, what about these poor retirees, these middle-class retirees? Where are they going to put their money to make any money? You know, a quarter point isn't going to hurt the banks. You know, we got to give something to our savers. What savers? If you had anything left to save, you wouldn't even park it in a bank, which most people are not. But do you think a percentage of a point would be enough to have people scrambling to take their mouth from under their mattress and put it in a bank? It was one of the weakest things I'd heard them say in a long time. But say it, they did. So now we're deflationary. We're in a deflationary spiral now. Everything's in check. The recovery is not as they expected, but it's progressing, which is a load of hutta. What the charts actually show quite clearly that the price of commodities and goods are falling in the wake of the intensifying tide of global inflation. While the cost of shelter and domestic services is moving higher at a sprightly pace, accordingly, it does not take a piled high and deep guy in economics to figure out the resulting average rate of the price of the change for the BLS and the dubious market basket of consumer items is purely a statistical accident and absolutely outside the Fed's ability to shape. In fact, it makes a mockery of the Fed's sensible commitment to 2% inflation. The latter has always amounted to a policy target confected from a whole cloth, since it's not contained in or required by the Humphrey-Hawkins Act, nor shared anything with historic, put it that way. But now you have an indication the price indices prove the point of targeting. On one hand, virtually everything which is directly priced and traded on the world markets is carrying a negative sign on a year-over-year basis. That includes gasoline, which is down 23.3% since August. Fuel oil, which is lower by 34.6%. Imagine that. People in the North and the Northeast might even be able to heat their homes this year by some oil, rather than saying, I can't afford that. Should I heat or should I eat? Well, at least this year they might have a chance, maybe not to themselves every day, but maybe they could thaw themselves out a couple of days a week, uncover from all the sleeping bags and blankets, and they could emerge and turn on their home heating systems. This whole thing is a damn joke. Kind of went off at the bankers today. Yeah, they know me. They put up with me because they know I'm right. They know I'm absolutely right. One thing has to be done right now is money masters have to be fired. Did I hear Donald Trump say, hey,